It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning to you, and welcome to a Thursday, April the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Oh, that's next month. I'm jumping the gun here. April 4th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0. And, you know, it's funny. Before, just as the intro was finishing up, I said, and away we go. And it made me think of Jackie Gleason. Yeah. You know, he said, away we go. And he would shuffle off. Anyway, okay. And this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Tinpurrella Real Estate Tower. And I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. You pick which one you want to listen to. I was in a meeting this morning, and someone was telling me they were listening to me online as they were going through Wickenburg. They wanted to hear those three Cinderella girls that were on last month. Yeah. So she said, we were listening online until we could hear it. Well, you can do that too, you know. We're going to get to our guest, our first guest. Our director of our Laughlin Library. In just a moment, first I want to tell you that April, hey, you want to adopt a dog or a cat in Bullhead City in April from the animal shelter? It's free. That's right. Swanties of Bullhead City is paying for it. You can adopt a cat or a dog for free. Call Animal Control. Set up an appointment when you go see the dogs and the cats. 928-763-6000. We're going to ask that all month. Our historical society is still looking for a refrigerator for the Colorado River Museum. They added on and didn't have a refrigerator. They could sure use one. If you want to just help out, or if you got an old refrigerator they can borrow or use until they can get one, call Carol Finkelstein, 928-219-2582. And tonight, Voices of the River. Yes, at the Laughlin High School Auditorium. Go to this. A live band. Orchestra. You heard Sean Bristol in here Monday, 7 o'clock at the Laughlin Live at the Laughlin High School Auditorium tonight. And then tomorrow there's a blood drive at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, 10 o'clock until 2. Call Vitalant 877-258-4825. Tomorrow evening is the Traces Golf Tournament Calcutta at Mojave Resort. If you want to go to the Calcutta or you want to play golf, call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. And then Saturday is Kingman's Market in the park. Easter, kind of late, but Easter market event at Kingman, at Lewis Kingman Park, 8 to 3. Yeah. There's a pet resource fair at Rotary Park on Saturday. 10 to 2. And there's the air show. Oh, yeah. The air show. You can hear more about that when Carrie comes in at the bottom of the hour. But the Bullhead, the Laughlin Bullhead air show at the International Airport. 11 a.m. It kicks off. Go to LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com for more information. And Monday, put down a blood drive at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, 625 Marina Boulevard, 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And put the number for Vitalant in your phone so you can always call them and make an appointment. 877-258-4825. Now, let's change up our music. And welcome the Clark County Library Laughlin Director, Tanya Worth Brown. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
You guys are excited. You have, it's your anniversary.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's only 6 days away. Today's the 4th. It's on the 10th.
Wow, 30 years.
30 years this building has been open.
Now, how long have you been there?
I've been there for 10. This is my 10th anniversary with the library in August, though, so okay. 9 and some change.
So you're one-third of the way.
I'm one-third of the way. Piece of cake. Piece of cake.
Did you come in as the director?
I was, yeah, recruited to be the branch manager of the Laughlin Library. I worked in a library in Las Vegas called the Whitney Library on Tropicana near Boulder.
Okay.
And I was their youth services department head.
Oh.
And it's an odd jump. It's not very common that you go from youth services to branch management.
Yeah.
Usually you do an assistant branch manager.
You had to impress somebody along the way.
I'd like to think so, but I had a lot of help. I got boosted up by tons of people in this library district.
Good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before in the green room before we went on the air,
right?
You mentioned that you have 10 employees.
I have 10.
And you're open 7 to 7? Is that what you said? Seven days a week.
7 days a week. We're open 7 days a week, and there's 10, including me.
Okay.
So I have 9 folks
oh.
who work with me at the Laughlin Library, 7 full-timers, and then we have 3 part-timers. And, we put together, all of us had a hand in this party. Everybody had it was very all hands on deck.
Good.
And some, one person did the invites, one person did the flyers, one person's in charge of decor and decorations. And
that's perfect.
We're all contributing, and we want this to be a big deal in Laughlin. So everybody's invited to the Laughlin Library 30th Anniversary Celebration, which is happening on Wednesday, April the 10th. From 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, all ages, bring all your family and friends.
And what are they going to find at the party?
Let me tell you, there's a lot going on.
A cake with 30 candles?
We're definitely going to have some cake for sure.
Oh,
and
good.
Other refreshments, of course.
Right.
But we have had, we've kept a scrapbook of this library ever since its first installation in Laughlin by the market. There's a market in Laughlin,
right.
And we have a bank.
Right.
That's where the storefront was for this library
okay.
before right. this building was constructed in April of 1994.
So they rented space.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had a storefront, and then they got this beautiful building that overlooks the entire Laughlin community. We can see our friends here in Arizona and also all the way out to the California mountains.
Wow.
And we're going to have scrapbooks because we've been keeping, just a history going in our scrapbooks for the library.
Okay.
We're going to have videos, tons of slideshows, and lots of activities for kids. There's going to be something crafty, some activities, some refreshments, like a separate party for children.
Joe Biden, the president, said drop by?
I don't think we're going to have any special guests, but someone did let me know there might be a visit from our county folks.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to their visit, and I'm sure there will be a lot of fun people. We invited the architect of the building.
That's neat.
And all the great people who put this thing together. It was actually, our building was done by like a community board. And they got together and they talked about what they wanted in a library. And I think it really shows in the design and the way we use it. It's such an intuitive branch.
Paul LaVoy, who does the show after me from Lake Havasu, back in the day, lived in Laughlin.
Okay.
And his daughter's handprints are at your library.
I love the wall of handprints. Yes, it's a big, proud item from our branch. When they constructed the building, they let some of the kids in the neighborhood be a part of the construction. They put on hard hats and climbed up on ladders and put their names, their handprints in plaster on this wall in our children's section.
How cool.
And it's such a treat to see. There's a little plaque on the side with all the kids' names. And so sometimes a parent will come with their child and say, this is my name and this is my handprint
wow.
on the wall.
That's awesome.
So yeah, 30 years old this building is.
Well, you mentioned that you invited the architect, and I thought, how cool for an architect to come back and see what they designed and what they put together.
Absolutely.
Now that it's flourished for 30 years.
Yeah, it's come to fruition.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that would just be a cool thing if I was an architect.
Yeah, and this particular architect, I think, also may have done, don't hold me to this, they may have done the Spirit Mountain Activity Center, which is also in Laughlin,
right.
near our building, in fact,
right.
and other libraries in the Las Vegas area, all around the Southwest, really.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
so they've been designing for public spaces and for a long time, and they just do a great job. And so we want to celebrate them and our library. We're going to have slideshows, exhibits, and displays. Lots of refreshments for everybody. There's going to be a fire truck for the kids. How can anyone pass up a fire truck?
Yeah.
And, of course, we never pass up the opportunity to give away swag. So there will be some
giveaways.
Yeah, lots of free giveaways to all participants.
Great.
So that's happening on Wednesday, April the 10th, from 3 to 5 p.m., all ages, bring the kids. We're going to have a fire truck.
Good.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, and in the world of public safety, the fire truck is always the better side than having a police car.
I think both, they usually come together, though, don't they? I feel like if I get a fire truck, the cops will usually hang out with them, and then it's a two-for-one.
When you get a fire truck, the cops go, we got to be there now.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But you saw the SWAT truck at the Kids Expo.
I mean, that
was a hit.
Yeah, that was a big hit. And I saw them walking up and down. The Expo was amazing. It's always a great outreach to be a part of. I'm really lucky to have done it now 2 years in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come on down for the Laughlin Library 30th birthday celebration. This is happening on the 10th, 3 to 5.
Get some swag and... Yeah. Meet the employees and
absolutely
play with a Lego.
Legos are always out. Yeah. And then I just wanted to mention some things happening for kids on the kids' side of the library.
Okay.
We're going to do straw necklaces on Free Play Friday the 12th. That's next Friday.
Okay.
All day long, just drop in when you can. Ages 5 to 11 are welcome. Stop by the children's library anytime during the day. Create colorful straw necklaces.
Cool.
And then after that, on the 16th, we're going to do after-school activity, Springo Bingo. This is one of our annual favorites.
Springo Bingo.
You got to do bingo in the Springo. That's the rule. So that's happening on Tuesday, April 16th.
And that's for kids?
For kids ages 5 to 11 are welcome.
Okay.
And you get prizes. You can win. Play bingo and win prizes.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. And then we're going to do another fun activity on Friday, April the 19th. We're going to do a special craft. We're going to take... old CDs and make recycled sun spinners. Earth Day is April 22nd. We're going to celebrate by recycling some old CDs into beautiful sun spinners. And we definitely have a lot of sun. And most people have some CDs around their house.
Yeah, they do.
So this is a fun, easy craft to do at home with the kids.
Don't look at my CD player when you say that.
I know. I'm not letting go of the CDs yet. No. I have all mine too. DVDs also. And then I wanted to let everyone know that they're invited to come join us for Customer Appreciation Day.
I have 8-tracks, so don't talk about
it. Oh, wow. Do they work? Are they functioning?
If I had an 8-track player, they probably would.
Oh, that's what you need, right? Yeah. Sometimes I think to myself, should I buy a VHS before they don't sell them? Because I do have a couple of VCR, VHS tapes.
I have a VHS CD player, DVD player.
It's
a combo, yeah.
Nice.
And it's in my garage, but I own it.
We should probably put it in plastic so it stays functional, because I don't know.
Keep all the dust off.
Can you even buy that anymore, I wonder?
I don't think so. But you can buy boom boxes at like Walmart and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
And I probably should mention there's a service related to this coming to our library. It's going to be called the Digital Memories Lab. Oh. And it's Digital Memories Preservation Lab. So basically what that means is you get to take analog media and translate it into digital format. So if you have a bunch of cassette tapes and it's hard for you to play cassette tapes because you don't have a player.
Right.
You, in the future, at some point, hopefully by the end of this year, we're going to have a service where you can bring in your analog stuff and get it reformatted onto digital media.
Cool.
So this will be good for people who have those old film strips.
Right.
Maybe. Or cassette tapes.
8mm.
Right.
VHS. And
home movies.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people had those camcorders on their shoulders.
I have boxes of those.
So if you can translate that into a digital media and then share to whoever's in your family, everybody has a copy now.
So that'll be a business that will be there.
It's kind of like a business services, yes.
This is not free.
Yes, it's free.
Oh, it is free.
Yeah, I can't imagine the library would charge anybody for any of these services. Everything I talk about here is free, except for, printing, and if you need, for example, if you want to buy a book, like those things will cost.
Okay.
But the service, you just would have to, A, learn the equipment, someone would have to train you, and then you'll probably have to, schedule an appointment so that we can get many people in during the day, at their convenience.
So you do it yourself?
Yes, it's a self-service. Oh. I should mention that. You're right. Yes, it's a self-service model.
Once you learn that, you got it down. And you go in there all the time.
And we try to make it easy.
I like it.
Thanks.
I like it. All right. I'm going to have to be one of the people who uses that.
You should.
Because I've got 8mm and super 8mm and crazy.
I'll call you when it's ready to go and let you know what we can do. I feel like we should try.
All right, stick around. We're going to come right back.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious chocolate-covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Up speeds and down speeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey folks, do you want to know the best deal on the planet? We're having a free car and bike show at the Speedway 95 Sarah Park. Free parking on the outside, free gawking on the inside, and to beat it all, free food at the track. The 16th annual Crossroads Car and Bike Show, all sponsored by your friends at Calvary Baptist Church. And did I mention it's all free? Saturday, April 6, 2024. Registration is 7 a.m. The show is between 9 and 1 p.m. All vehicle entries must be year 1999 or older. See you there.
Get your tickets today for the Great Duck Pluck, supporting River Fund's efforts to help people in the tri-state area dealing with crisis or emergencies. Adopt a duck or a whole flock and come watch the action at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 13th on the Colorado River at Bullhead Community Park. Get tickets at riverfundinc.com for a chance to win cash and prizes. All proceeds stay in the Colorado River region.
A public service message from the Radio Central stations, KJJ 102.3, KNTR Talk, and KNTR Sports, AM and FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility that's kind of like a home-type setting. They get personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, beauty shop, barber shop, secured outdoor patios, plus life enrichment activities and tours, plus you can just stop by and check it out yourself. If you have a family member that you think maybe they shouldn't be living alone, go check out Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, the new fitness center. Oh, it's totally remodeled. Let me tell you, brand new workout equipment by Pro Maximum Equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, steam room. What do you need? Only $50 a month. Yeah, go as many times as you want, when as often as you want. Doesn't matter. And it's always open to the public. Don't ever think that Laughlin Ranch is exclusive or something. Well, it is kind of exclusive, but it's still open to the public. Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. If you have an emergency and you need care, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. That's why it's important for you to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and available for you 24/7. Learn more at WesternERizonaER.com. All right, we're back with Tanya Brownworth. You were going to mention a couple things for adults before we go?
Oh, yeah. We've definitely got a good lineup for adults moving forward to the end of April and also in May. So I wanted to mention that we're still doing our tea at 3. This is an informal tea. Just drop in, bring a friend, sample 2 teas, usually loose teas, porcelain cups.
Loose teas?
Pinkies up.
What's
yes.
What's a loose tea?
So not in a tea bag, but using a strainer instead.
Oh, okay.
Or some other instrument where you don't need to use a tea bag. So it's loose tea, kind of by like bulk tea, I guess.
Oh, all right.
And so you can sample our loose teas, and it might turn out to be your new favorite drink.
I like it.
Join us for tea at 3, Sunday, April the 14th at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, April the 16th at 10:30 in the morning, we're going to do Let's Talk Art with the River Valley Artists Guild folks.
Oh.
They do great work in our library. They're so popular that you have to call to register.
They did the whole wall across from Safeway.
It's beautiful.
You know, you see that big mural on the road when you go on Highway 95?
They're so good at what they do. It's not a craft. It's like actual art, what they're doing.
It's a talent. It's a talent. And if you ever see the city council meetings, there's a mural behind the city council.
Yes.
And they did that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think art really adds to our environment, our culture, our society. It's
well, not only that, but those pieces of art are going to be here forever.
Yeah.
They get to brag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They get to tell their kids, go on this website and watch the city council meeting and look behind them and know I did that.
Yeah, there's like so many reasons to do art, that, you know, and so we are kind of an art branch. We do love our art programs.
Good.
So we're going to do rock painting this time. That's the thing I like about them. They do a different medium each month.
Okay.
So one day it might be watercolor. The next month it might be acrylic. The month after that it's a project, or then they do rock painting.
Good.
And so if you are easily bored, it's a good program to get your hands on different type of media and different materials and techniques.
Well, and you might find one that you really like and take up as a hobby.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And there's something fun to do in a group. You know, sometimes you can probably figure it out on your own at home, but it's a different thing when they bring the expertise and they bring several people to help. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a book in the library that talks about rock painting.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more than a few. Right. Right. Yeah. A gal came up to me because she had done the watercolor class that we had with one of our partners, and it looked like real beads of water. I'm like, good for you.
Wow.
You know, it's
awesome.
It's fun that people can bring their expertise and share it with us here at the library.
I like it.
So Let's Talk Art is doing rock painting on Tuesday, April the 16th at 10:30 in the morning. And then we're going to have a special presentation on Saturday the 20th. This is for folks who are home buyers or wanting to be. We've got some folks coming down from Las Vegas. NACA, the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, National Nonprofit Community Homeownership Agency. So they're going to come down and they're going to talk to anybody who wants to listen about becoming a homeowner with America's Best Mortgage. So you can get into a home and there's no closing costs, no fees, and they will help you make your first steps to homeownership if you are interested.
Very good.
And these people are being sponsored by our library. So they are, eager to help people in our area. Come see us on Saturday, April the 20th, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
And these are all free.
These are all free, completely free, and open to the public. And I probably should mention that all the folks in Arizona are welcome to come to all of our programs and to get a library card with us also.
Right. Yeah. Now, what's the phone number for the library?
Call us at the library at 702-507-4063. We are open 7 days for your convenience. And
you'll email these calendars to people.
Yeah, give me a call. My desk phone is 702-507-4070. I'll put you on my email list and shoot out some events to you so you can keep up with what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have a calendar right there at your...
Yep.
In your phone.
Yes.
And decide when you want to buzz in there and...
Yeah, drop on by.
Yeah. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
Great information. Stick around. We're going to come back with our Laughlin Chamber Director.
Friday night, it was late. I was walking you home. We got down to the gate and I was dreaming.
The
Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kent Perlow Real Estate Tower. And we're brought to you by TWA Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. It doesn't slow down. It doesn't fade. It doesn't disappear. Doesn't change. They plug you in and it's the same forever. We have it here in the studio. Yeah, the Kent Perlow Tower, all TWN. You can have it too in Bullhead and Fort Mojave. Sign up right now. There's 23,000 connections available. And if not, when you sign up, it'll tell you when they come to your market or your area. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up today. Pro Fit Kitchen. Yes. Now, the healthy restaurant with the greatest breakfast, lunch, and dinner is now in Kingman. That's right. Healthy, fresh, delicious food, 4 different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, protein shakes. And by the way, May the 2nd at 4 o'clock, they're going to cut the ribbon for the Kingman location. It's been open for a couple weeks, but they're going to cut the ribbon and make it happen. All right. And so, just so you know, if you want to plan to be there. Of course, you can order by going to ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you thinking about buying a home this year? Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter? Well, now's the time to plan. And even though you may not know what you want to buy, I know the question always arises, how much can we spend? You know, what do we have for a down payment? What do we want for a payment each month? Let me give you the number of a guy that can help you. Chad Hansen, Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You call him up, you say, hey, let's sit down and talk. We might need $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000. Piece of cake. He can work out the details for you in advance. So when you get your mortgage, you get your real estate agent, you tell him, I already got my mortgage. What? Yeah. I talked to Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691. All right. now. Sticking with the theme from Laughlin, we have the Laughlin Chamber Director. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Carrie is here. I'm good. You got a little air show Saturday, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
A little air show?
A little air show.
I watched Travis during the city council. He talked about it for like 6 minutes.
It's really quite amazing what they're pulling off.
Yeah.
And since the Laughlin Chamber is all about promoting our members, our sister organization, Laughlin Tourism Commission, in coordination with Bullhead City, the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show Foundation,
right,
are having the Bullhead or the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show on Saturday.
Right. In Bullhead.
It's almost here.
It's hard to say that it's in Bullhead, but it's at the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show.
Right.
I know.
It's kind of weird.
And it's at the Laughlin Bullhead Airport in Bullhead.
Yes.
I know. It's a mouthful.
IFP. International Fun Place.
That is so cool.
Isn't that neat? I just learned that.
Yeah.
I love it. So there's a lot going on at that air show. The biggest thing, the VIP tents have been extended. So they went and got another tent for VIPs. So you can sign on to the LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com and get tickets for that particular area.
Okay.
Coming into the event is free for anyone other than if you want the upgraded experience in the VIP tent. But there's a lot of information on the website that you need to take a look at. The remote lots are going to open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And at 11 a.m., the air show gates open for spectators.
And some of the remote lots give their location because transportation, you're not going to drive to the airport. You're going to drive to one of these remote lots, park, jump on a bus.
Correct.
And then the bus will take you up to the airport, and all that's free.
Yes. So this year there'll be no cheating by parking in the dirt behind Stamps Club.
Because you won't be able to get picked up.
No. Well, that will be one of the parking lot transportation areas.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you'll be able to park there. The parking for, you know, those big long lots on the west side of the 95 across from Sam's Club, those are the red parking lots. There's ADA parking in that area.
Okay.
And then they're going to park all over the place by the Bullhead Chamber and across the street. It's going to be crazy. But they have over 70 buses that are going to be taking people up to the airport. So, no, you cannot park at the airport unless you are involved with the event in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. And they're going to have a special ADA bus, I hear, too.
Yes, they are.
So for those that are in a wheelchair or walker, you're going to have your own special bus to move you safely into the bus and then up to the location, then off the bus and...
Correct. And the big thing for our ADA people, there is a tram. So once you get dropped off by the bus, you will get onto the tram. You don't have to walk. And so it'll take you to that ADA entrance area and take care of all of our people.
I still have a cane from when I had my knee replaced 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my cane and then I...
That'll be helpful.
Park in the ADA parking lot.
Well, do you still need it?
I will Saturday.
Don't be a cheater if you don't need it.
Maybe my cane has one of those little cups that hold your beer, you know?
Hey, that'll work. So there are no outside beer beverages, no outside alcoholic beverages. You can bring a water bottle, one of those, but they're going to have all kinds of vendors at the event, so we want to make sure that we patronize those as well.
And I believe I heard that last year people, one of their complaints were there were not enough food vendors, that some of the lines were kind of long at some of them, so they brought in many more food vendors.
They did. There are a ton more food vendors and lots of things to look at with the STEM program there. So there's going to be something
for everyone
there.
Explain the STEM program for our listeners.
So that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Right.
And so this is for students in the Valley to come take a look at all the different sides of the aviation industry. Maybe spark an interest in it.
Yeah.
You know, get to see why planes fly and a lot of that technology behind avionics and aviation.
And then I believe the Boys and Girls Club are like bringing a whole bunch of vehicles that you can just look at and touch, get in, whatever.
Yes, there's going to be a touch a truck. That's especially important for the littles.
Yeah.
You know, they get to see those big things. I remember my son used to love Stinky, the garbage truck.
Oh.
And he would run outside and wave to Stinky every time he came by every Wednesday.
And the good thing about Republic Services here in Bullhead City is they have a parade rig. That is not
That's
a stinky
cool.
truck.
Yeah.
Your son would be disappointed. They had it at the Kids Expo. Did you see it at the Expo?
Yes, yeah. I did.
And so it's kind of a parade rig that doesn't carry trash.
Yeah, that Expo was spectacular.
Thank you.
There were so many resources available for the community members.
We ended up with 89 booths. We had two people show up that day that didn't have confirmations or, you know, but.
That's a good problem to have.
We made room for them. So
yeah.
We were lucky.
I walked the whole event, went and said hi to everyone, talked to them about what they had available. So it was spectacular. Thank you for organizing
that.
Well,
it's a variety of services for the parents, you know. I mean, why a parent wouldn't stop by there for an hour and walk that and get a bag and get the information from each booth? I mean, we had special needs, you know. Olympics, and we had special needs care from Mojave County. Well, anyways, Laughlin Library was there. And so,
yes.
But we had already met early this morning to plan for next year.
Very good. That was awesome. Did you see the lady and her daughter that would dress up like fairies?
Yes.
That was so cute.
They're attached to the Susie's Bounce House display. Yeah.
Perfect.
Because I rent a bounce house from them and a water slide.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, the line for those were just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know.
The parking was crazy.
Parking was crazy.
I loved to see it.
A lot of people there.
It was.
So, except my tram that was supposed to bring, yeah. I need to find out where you guys get your tram for this Saturday and borrow it next year.
They're bringing it down from Las Vegas Speedway.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to Jackie.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll loan it to us.
Right.
But we'll try. Okay. We'll try. So it kicks off at 11 o'clock Saturday.
Yes, the
gates open to the public
at 11.
Free. Mm-hmm. Some of you might want to, you know, depending upon your schedule, you can park like at Maverick and see them on the parkway. But if you want to walk around some of the planes and see them, you got to come inside.
Right, especially if you have kids. You want to have that hands-on visual experience with them, because aviation is a great field to go into. It produces spectacularly high-paying jobs. And we have an international airport right here that's looking to grow. So,
and for those of you that always say there's nothing to do in this area, slap yourself, because this is free. Bring all your kids. Bring your neighbor kids and go up there for free and check out the planes. Check out the fire truck. Check out the dump truck. Go touch. Have a great time. Make it a day. Make it an event. And it's free.
And for everyone who is just coming in as general, you know, entry, bring a chair.
Yeah, if you want, because they're going to be air shows.
Yes, so the air show itself starts at noon. That's the part one. Then there will be an intermission from 1:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
At 2:30, the second part of the air show goes off, and the gates close at 5 p.m. So it's an all-day event.
Right.
But then there's an after show at the Bullhead Bell.
Party.
Yeah, after show party. After the show.
I don't think any planes are going to be flying by the Bell. It's a little low.
Right.
So an after party at the Bell.
Yes.
So afterwards, go down to the Bell and just sit there and watch the sun go down.
They have such a spectacular facility there.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And their food is so good.
Huge patio out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, table after table after chair after chair. I mean, it's great. Great facility for events like this.
Especially this time of year, because it's beautiful outside.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you watch the sun go down at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Could be just a little breezy Saturday, but by the evening, it's supposed to be gone.
That tends to happen around here.
It does. I lost 5 easy ups at the Kids Expo.
Right?
Yeah.
I always get nervous at the big concerts because it's blowing like crazy during the day, and it just seems to stop right in time for the show to go
on. It's like 8 o'clock, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your next concert?
The next concert is in the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
So
we got a ways to
it's
go.
A little ways out.
Do you know who it is? Uh-oh.
Not off the
testing
top of
her
my
memory.
Head. I know, you're killing me. Oh, Jason Aldean. Thank you.
Okay. Now let's talk ducks.
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 So
Mike Connor's coming in here Monday, by the way.
Oh, he's a fantastic man.
Oh, I know. I've known Mike for 43 years.
So the great duck pluck is going to be at Bullhead City Community
Park. Well,
you got to
be careful when you say that one.
I know, but I think it's fun.
I typed it and I was like, whoa, that's close.
So that is April 13th, and the duck drop starts at 11 a.m. You can go on their website and get your ducks. You can purchase your ducks online at riverfundinc.com. A single quacker is $10, and a six quack pack is $60. And okay. All of this goes to support the River Fund,
right?
Which is a very, very important organization in our community.
You know, and I feel bad for Mike. He had to stand up at city council the other night and kind of defend River Fund because there's one individual in our community that thinks he has all the facts for everything, and he never does.
Yeah.
And his name's Scotty, and I hope he's listening because he opens his mouth when he doesn't know what he's talking about. And poor Mike had to go up there and basically – in an elegant way, describe what the River Fund is doing and has done for the family that lost the five children in the fire in December, and how these people are allowed to have autonomy, and it's no one else's business what they get, when they get it, how they get it. Services are still being provided. These people want privacy. And it was bad that it was sad that he had to do it. I watched it on TV.
Yes, I did too.
And I thought, you know, this is really a bummer. I mean, and boy, did he pick and choose his words. He was very eloquent.
He
didn't say, screw you, Scotty, once. But he was very eloquent, and he went through the whole process. And people need to understand that it is a process. Nothing happens quick. Mm-hmm. You used to build homes and developments. You know.
Yes, I do.
They don't happen overnight.
No, they do not.
You know, I keep telling people about the proposed Mojave Energy Park, and it's still in the planning. It takes time for all that stuff.
It does.
And it takes time for people to get the services and decide what services they need. You have a tragedy like that in your family, you don't know the next day what you need and when you need it.
Right.
And so services are still being provided. And Michael talked about that money too, I'm sure, but it was interesting to watch that during the council meeting that he had to defend River Fund.
Right.
And I'm like, wow.
You know, taking care of, anytime you're working with a government entity or working with people that have entities involved with it, it's like running a 200-meter hurdles race.
With weights on your back.
Yes, you're cruising along, and the next thing you know, you got to jump, and you don't know how high that jump is going to be.
Right.
And sometimes you trip, and you have to get up and start going again. The River Fund does a really good job racing hurdles.
You know, if there's one thing that Mike has done since he became Mr. River Fund, what, 8 years, 10 years ago, something like that, is navigate and get through the red tape. You know, when a homeless person needs a social security number or needs a birth certificate or lost their driver's license and needs a duplicate or doesn't remember their parents' names.
Right.
You know, these type of things are challenges for Mike and his volunteers and his crew and staff, but they've maneuvered their way through them.
Right.
And navigated the system and found ways to text Toby Cotter, text, you know, MEC, text the gas company, get something turned on or turned off during an emergency.
Right.
And he's become a pro at that.
Yes. It takes a long time to develop those contacts and skills required to.
And to know when to use them and not to use them and how to, when is the time to abuse them and not?
Yes.
You know.
That is true.
Yeah. And when you can text that person and when not to.
Right.
So, you know, I don't text Toby Cotter to ask him what the weather's like.
Right.
Yeah. So, but the River Fund. So this is their pluck duck.
Yes. This is their fundraiser, April 13th.
April 13th, a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up fast.
The year is going by fast. So do I have a few minutes to tell you about what we raised for Cancer Walk?
Sure. I don't have a drum roll, but go ahead.
Okay. So we did put out our press release, and this year with the Laughlin Chamber combined with our volunteers in partnership, we were able to donate $12,000 to the River Fund Inc.'s Cancer Connection Fund.
That's fabulous.
Yes. I'm so pleased because I was a little worried that we didn't have quite the same people registering, but we pulled it off. The community came through and got that $12,000 of much-needed funds to the Cancer Connection.
That's fabulous.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. I like it. I like it. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back in about 4 or 5 minutes when we get back. Stick around. If you have a question, 234-343-1065.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
The MCC Bighorn Booster Club is currently soliciting local businesses and individuals to invest in our local youth of the tri-state. The Lake Havasu City Bighorn Golf Tournament is set for April 12th and 13th at Iron Wolf Golf Club. We're currently soliciting tee sponsors and corner kick sponsors for the tournament. 100% of your donation goes to bringing collegiate sports programs to the tri-state. For more information on how you can purchase a tee sponsorship or corner kick sponsorship, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. The MCC Booster Club is a 501(c) entity.
Hi, I'm State School Superintendent Tom Horn. We need to improve students' proficiency in reading and math, which is my highest priority. I'm therefore providing $40 million for free one-on-one tutoring for all public and charter school students from first grade to high school, regardless of their proficiency level. And participating teachers earn money, which they deserve, for their work to improve students' learning. Sign up at azed.gov.
Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Education.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, and even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. 6:45 meeting there this morning. Now, I didn't have French toast, but I did have pancakes. So, introducing Perkins French Toast Platters. Yeah, enjoy banana, nut, and caramel French Toast Platter. Or how about strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter? Or how about blueberry French Toast Platter? Or... this just sounds good. Chocolate-covered strawberries French toast platter. All available right now at Perkins. Check it out. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yes, in downtown Kingman. 50 years on that corner of Route 66. How cool is that? 50 years. Started by Jim Hill. Yeah. And Jim Hill's saying, people come first, still stands there. It's still the motto of 66 Auto Sales. People come first. And of course, what was their other motto? You betcha. You forget that? Remember when they used to say that? Huge selection of cars. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, four-wheel drive, SUV, economy cars, luxury car. What do you want? Go online. Take a look. Go to 66auto.com. See all the cars and trucks and vans. Pick one you want. Call them up. Go down there. Take your first spin. 66 Auto Sales, downtown Kingman. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions for your home, for your business. But either way, you want to protect your family and your kids from ants and bugs and crickets and creepy crawlers. And at your business, do you want your customers seeing that? I don't think so. From Needles to Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and Laughlin, be bug-free at home or work. Quality experience and family. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative want you to fully understand what's happening with this proposal, Mojave Energy Park. So here's what you do. You go to the website they created just for you to keep you up to date, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Now, this is a work in progress, so updated information will change on a regular basis. If you don't see something you are really dying to know, call MEC at 928-763-1110. All right, we're back with our chamber director for 3.5 minutes, and then the news and Paul Lavoie with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. What do you have next?
Our next big thing is a Laughlin Chamber Boss Babe Happy Hour mashup at Old Town Saloon May 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m.
That's a mouthful.
It is. We're going to do a headshot party. So for $50, women with these small businesses who may not be thinking of themselves and promoting themselves can get a headshot done by Jeff Light with Deja Light Photography. Headshots cost about $85 to $100.
Yeah.
So getting entrance into the event and that headshot for $50 is spectacular. There are only 20 spots available. I know a few of them are already gone.
Okay.
General entry will be $12, and we're going to create a signature cocktail for the event,
a
pink drink. And there's going to be discounted appetizers, and it's ladies' night that night. And thank God it's a Friday, because the last meet and greet for Boss Babes went really late, and it was on a Tuesday, and everybody was dragging the next day. It was so much fun. So Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
You can get your tickets to it on Laughlin Chamber's event page on laughlinchamber.com, or you can look up the event on Facebook and get your slots there, either general entry or the headshot sign up.
Okay.
After that, we have Chef's Food Fest, Flavors of the Lone Star State on June 6th. We've already sold out almost about half of the tickets, and it's still a couple of months away.
Really?
Yes. It's a very, very popular event, so you want to get on the Laughlin Chambers page and take care of that.
And there's so much food there.
Yes, there is. And then a very special event, Hitchin' Our Heroes, is being produced by The Event Station, Deja Light Photography, DJ Loki, Party Pizzazz Rents, and Desert Palm Weddings. It is a no-cost group military wedding. Ooh. For enlisted members, active military, and retired military service people.
And the date's in?
That is going to be April 28th at 10 a.m.
At
the Pioneer. They're getting married out on the point, and they'll marry them all for free. Isn't that wonderful?
It's very great. Cool. I like it.
Yes. Check out Hitchin' Our Heroes on the internet.
Okay. And then the chamber phone number?
702-298-2214.
Okay. See, you're better than Bo. Bo was in this job 6 months, and he was still looking at the phone number.
Facebook.com/Laughlin Chamber.
There you go. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great air show.
Thank you.
That's going to can it for the tuna. Now, the news is next. Then Paul Lavoie and Speak Out from Lake Havasu City for a full hour. And he's kind of the warm-up guy for Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity will be in your ears in 1 hour and 5 minutes. It's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow on the program, we got Autumn Boyle Robinson in here talking about her new fundraisers. And we're going to talk about Oxford.
This is KNTR Talk KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.